For those of us who were born in the 1990s, that's from 1990 to around 1997 there. You've just finished school, you're starting your first job, you're hustling, you're doing all these things to get to, basically, you're trying to move from dependence to be dependent on. So you're just finding your footing. From relationships to jobs, to job search, to heartbreaks, all these things are just happening in that time. So basically, if you're born from the 1990 to around 97 there, life was actually revealing itself. It's glaring ahead, it's just popping in your head, you're just seeing it, and you're realizing why your parents would say they don't have money to buy clothes for you in December. Yes. Then 2020 comes. Most of us, you know, not exactly understood how to spend money. Most of us still making mistakes on how to use money. And then 2020 comes, now you have to move from actually understanding money to actually finding ways to save. And most times you end finding yourself losing, because while you're trying to save, on the other side you probably be sacrificing on your health because you don't have enough money, so you just skip lunch, skip your evening happiness, just to make sure that you can see the next day. So that was 2020. You're trying to understand adulthood and at the same time trying to survive adulthood. So 2020 was a year of battle. Then 2021 came. It's 2021. Now 2020 for me, I think it was the time when you count losses. If you have been watching the movies, basically the movies of the, basically the ones who are telling history, you see like they would go to the battlefield, fight all those things, then when the evening comes, they would get back to their camps, encounter their losses. 2021, I believe, was the year where most of us, we were counting our losses. You are seeing the decision that we made. You see, you saw that I decided to use money here and decided to leave this one. I decided to pick this principle and to leave this other one. I chose that friend. I left that one. So you're basically, you're counting the losses. You're seeing what the output, the result of your decisions in 2020, 2021 is actually showing you, this is what you're left with, this is what you lost, this is what you found, these are the principles that you have grounded your feet on, and all those things. So it was the year of counting losses. It was the year of making new decisions. It was the year of like, okay, I have this, what next? And I'm grateful. For me, one of the things that I've found this year is this podcast. It has allowed me to actually dig deep through my thoughts, because basically how this thing starts is that I have thoughts in my head over all kinds of things. So I was like, basically to relieve them, just to say them out. And I'm grateful for my friends, family, and every person who has been listening to this since we started. Since this started, I am grateful to you. And I hope it was a blessing to you. And even as we enter the year 2022, I believe there also, I intend to do more of this, even with better quality than this. And I believe you'll be working with me through this journey. And so as we start this new year that is coming forth, beginning Saturday, my resolution is to celebrate life. My friends have moved on to the next sphere. My friends are now parents. My friends are now husbands, wives, parents, all these things. And I am grateful to God for the progress. Even though this year was tough, this was the year to count losses. This was the year to chart a new way. And I am grateful that in this year, my friends moved on to the next level. My friends married this tough year, my friends gave birth to young ones in this tough year. My friends were accepted. Praise Jesus. They were accepted by their families. Praise the Lord. And so I intend that this new year, come 2022, to celebrate life. The Christmas Sunday service, the preacher went a little bit interesting. The pastor in the service I was in. the way he drove this, the message of the cross, made me realize something important. It is important to celebrate life, to celebrate the redemption that Christ did for us, to celebrate the nature that the Lord has made. My friends like celebrating all those sorts of things. My friends celebrate their birthdays. My friends celebrate their all these kinds of things, from their children to their friends, just because it's Saturday. And sometimes I'm like, you're probably just gloating. Some of them would spend a lot of money to celebrate. I was like, dude, I would have used that money to do other things. In fact, one of my friends just made me realize something, that I'm actually moving forward. There's no time to actually stay in the same place, even though you're adding all these other kinds of things. It's important also for you to move a step forward. And interestingly, as I'm looking at their lives, I'm evaluating mine vis-a-vis theirs, even in these hard times. Actually, I see there's a big difference. The preacher said once, the people who don't celebrate life, most times they grow cold. They grow complacent. They grow mean. And I think this year I have realized that I've grown cold. I have grown mean. Where I'm looking at others wondering, why are you celebrating? Not in the terms of there is nothing to celebrate, because that money you could have used on something else. I remember a friend was like, you should use that money to serve the poor and all those things. And like, Jesus was like, the poor will always be there. Hey, Jesus was slick and go live. So I hope even my friends who listen to this, my every listener who takes time to listen to my podcast, which I have to repeat that I am grateful, and I'm asking you that as come next year, there's a lot of things that weigh us down, from breakups, from terrible happenings, all these things, but take time to celebrate life. Yes, there is always something that can bring you down. There's always something that is just waiting by the corner to bring you down. For many of us, basically, January is just waiting for us to bring us down. But yes, celebrate life. For many of us, grow cold because you don't celebrate anything. You're like, we can't. We have this money to save all these things. And then you reach all this life and realize you didn't live it. I have a friend who... He always goes out. He is busy. He has all these things to do. But yet he takes time to celebrate life with this lady. And even though life is hard, has been hard to him, there is always happiness in his face. He's always looking forward for the next event, looking forward for the next day, for the next project, for the next challenge, because he celebrates life. So I hope you can join me, my friends. I hope you can join me, my listeners who actually don't know me that much, that next year we celebrate life. We take chance to celebrate life. We take time to be grateful for what the Lord has done. To be grateful of the wondrous and exciting things that are unveiling themselves every other day. Yes, most of them are just a slip away from taking us down. At the same time, there's a whole lot of other things that are there to make us happy of life. Be grateful for the work that the Lord has done. Because basically what the preacher said, and actually I concur, that when you don't take time to celebrate, when you don't take time to be happy, when you don't take time to be happy, to rejoice, most times when things that are sad, they will take you down. And the ones that are happy, you won't even notice them, because you're assuming they're supposed to happen. It's like a retribution for the terrible things that were happening. So join me as 2022 comes to celebrate it. To celebrate what the Lord has done. As our friend is coming tomorrow, to celebrate it. To rejoice and be glad in what the Lord is doing. The new year is coming with all the failures, all the frustration that we have seen this year. You're going to the next year. You're moving tomorrow with the happiness that the Lord has done something new. The sun is out. We are happy. We are up. We are ready to tackle the challenges of the year that is coming. I think even though, yes, and even as next year is going to be the electioneering year, instead of being worried that what will happen, because most probably that's what most companies will be doing, saving a lot to see what would happen. I suggest celebrate life, celebrate what the Lord has done, celebrate what the Lord is doing in you. I know I've mentioned this theme several times, but allow me to mention again. Jordan Peterson was saying something interesting about him, that he has gone through terrible things. And he says that most sometimes he's very grateful for what the good things happening to him. But he was like, before the things that were terrible happened to him, he was not as grateful for the simple things. And interestingly, when you are grateful, the heart is free. The heart is overjoyed. The heart is ready to face the next thing. That even though it comes ready to take you out, but the fact that you are happy that the day has come, you get hit down, completely down, you wake up and move on. So I believe that next year, I believe that now, henceforth, I intend to be more engaging. Having discussions with friends, I believe I'll have a discussion with even my sister once of these days, my parents, my other friends in church. I want that this podcast to be more than just me. To be more than just me telling my stories. Because there is more happening to life than me, than what is happening in my brain. So I take this time to thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I am grateful. And as the next year comes, I choose to be more joyous, to celebrate every day, even in my pitfalls, even in the days that I have chosen myself instead of being obedient to God. I'll be grateful that day it came and Lord is with me. In Jesus' name. And so I hope and I wish you a merry, merry Christmas. Yes, it already passed, but hey, this is that time where you don't know which day it is. Yes, it's moving like air. So I'm still wishing you a merry Christmas, happy holidays, and come 2022. I am praying that all of us will be intent to be grateful for every day, for there's something good coming. I don't know what it is. I am not a prophet. I've not interacted with God that much to tell what is happening. But all I know, based on that preaching, that if we celebrate days, if we celebrate every day, because there's something good coming, I know that the Lord has something good coming. Be it frustrations that are happening now, or these things that they would seem that there's nothing to be joyous about, there is something happening to you that you can be joyous about. Not because other people don't have it, but because you have it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year. And I hope come January 15th or January 45th, you shall still have good health. We shall have some monies in our pockets to take us through to January 60th. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.